going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to begin with a confessional. Dana has something she wants to share slash admit.
What?
To the listening audience, and quite frankly, Sam, to you.
You know, I've always been a fan of the game show. I like some Press Your Luck. I like me some
no whammies. No
Price
whammies.
Is Right.
Yep.
I like me some Match Game. I love the $100,000 pyramid.
You left out Price Is Right. That's the show that you won the entire thing.
Obvi. And so last night,
did you say obvi?
I walk in the door, and because the Royals game didn't start until sometime in the 8 o'clock hour, because it was on
West Coast, right?
I'm flipping around, and there it is. There's America's game right there, and I know Scott's watching it, but I'm like, oh,
sure was.
I don't want to give in to the pressure.
No, that's not
it. Hopping on America's game bandwagon, but I pull it up, and I used to watch that as a child with my parents religiously. Yeah. We watched it every night.
Who didn't?
It legitimately is America's game. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I hear that puzzle noise. I'm like a Pavlovian dog, and now I am in it to win it. I'm obsessed.
No.
And Ryan Seacrest, dare I say,
he's really good. He's a good host.
Good.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have not seen, other than, you know, a clip here and there, a full episode with Seacrest as the new host.
Oh, no. And so here's what they've done on Wheel of Fortune, and it's really smart. So when they get, you know, by the way, welcome. There's plenty of room on the bandwagon. So we're glad to have you, Dana.
Wait, is that the confessional?
Yeah.
She is now, she didn't tell the whole truth. She said, Scott, I'm hooked on Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
I go, really?
I found myself the other day watching a rerun, I swear to you, on the Game Show Network.
Yeah, with Pat Sajak.
Well, I did.
Scott can save you a seat at First Cafeteria. That's where he watches every day after work. Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
I get that early bird discount.
Here's what Ryan Seacrest does really well. And, you know, this is an old trick in our business. Mm-hmm. They keep it when they go to break, right? When we get back, blah, blah, blah,
right,
this and that, we'll do the, you know, whatever. And when they
such
go-
Such a great description. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. When they go to break, you see him leave his perch, and he starts to walk over to the three contestants.
Yeah.
What they do, and you might catch this if you watch it tonight, they leave his microphone up just a little bit as they're going to break.
Eavesdrop just a little bit on the conversation.
Right. And so he'll go up and shake the first person's hand and said, you know, I've been to Fort Lauderdale. I love your hometown. And he'll do something like that. It makes him appear chummy, friendly.
Personable.
Yeah. That's exactly. They
real.
Will watch tonight. They will leave his microphone on for just a couple of seconds.
So you can hear it.
So you can hear what he's saying to one of the contestants.
I will say this, I'm not very good at it. Like, I know that I'm good.
It'll come. Take your time.
Yeah. Threw out a couple guesses last night that were swing and a miss.
Is that French
drilling? French drilling? That was a true one, man.
And then we stayed up, like a lot of you, to watch the very exciting Royals game, one of the greatest defensive plays I have seen all season long.
Okay. Okay.
My goodness. You guys missed a great game last night. Well, let me tell you, Scott, there are probably people listening right now who are still in the dark, and here's why. Literally. It is 0-0. It's getting late. I'm getting tired because of the West Coast thing. And I'm like, I can do it. It's bottom of the eighth. You know what? Let's just, we're going to plow through and watch this game. A slate pops up that says, experiencing technical difficulties. Like back in the 1970s, almost like the bars and tone. Old school slate.
Do you have an American flag in the national anthem?
Experiencing technical difficulties. Huh. I'm like, what? Is this because of the lightning? I mean, what a storm last night. My God. We'll get back to that in a minute. And so we're laying there. Yeah, sort of sounded like that. And I'm like, seriously? I go over to grab my phone. I'm like, I'm going to turn it off. And just then, after about a minute and a half, it comes back. But there was a runner on second when they experienced technical difficulties. Now our runner is nowhere to be found. And I'm like, well, what happened? Did we get him out? I look down at the scoreboard. It's 2-0 Royals. Vinny homers, a 2-run homer. How many home runs have we gotten to see this year? A 2-run homer during the exact window they were experiencing, quote, technical difficulties.
By the way, a lot of home runs so far this year.
There have been quite a few.
And then I turned it off. I was so annoyed. Please tell me we did win 2-0.
That's
I assume we
question.
Did. I literally, after that, I went
have,
to bed.
I have no idea.
Scott, it was the most ill-placed technical difficulty slate in the history of the Royals franchise.
They won 3-1.
Yep. And to be fair, Dana, I don't think they were sitting in there in the control booth saying, you know, he's about to hit this. The script says that he's about to hit a home run. We better throw up the bars and sound.
It was awful. Anyway, thrilled they won. I'm not going to miss the wheel. We don't miss a Royals game.
So you're addicted to the wheel.
I am.
You're going to go home every night?
I might.
6:30? Channel 4, Fox 4, working for you?
I also like to watch the pregame. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
I'll kind of dip in and out.
Maybe on a really good one, we can have like a little FaceTime.
Okay.
Who are you people?
I know it.
Then meet up at Furs afterwards.
Dana's a birder. She's watching the sunrise.
I bought birdseed yesterday. Did you survive the storm? Round 1, 2, and 3.
Didn't even wake up once last
you
night.
You have got nope. to be kidding me.
Slept like a baby.
Sam?
So my girlfriend has been in this apartment. I've been in it much less time, but she's been in it for 3 years, and all the storms over the course of 3 years have not lost power once. I'm a big fan guy, so there's like 3 fans going on in the bedroom at night. When it goes silent, I wake up. And about 2:30 in the morning, power goes out. It goes silent. Power was out for about 2 hours, and I was wide awake the whole time.
2 hours?
It was out for
Your
about 2 hours.
Power was out for 2 hours?
Yeah, I was amazed.
How did you sleep through the lightning?
First of all, we have a fan in the bedroom, but we don't sleep with it on.
Oh, God, I do.
We have a ceiling fan that we sleep with on, but it doesn't make any noise. TV, I had no idea. Well, first of all, we didn't lose power. When I woke up, the alarm clock was still working. Everything was fine.
If you put a jet engine in my bedroom on my side of the bed, it would still not be loud enough. I have to have a fan, but I want like the old school kind that you put your finger in there and it.
When you pretend like you're Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Luke.
No, I've got old school metal, dangerous CPSC nightmare fan. That is the best fan.
Where the spokes are still wide enough that you could actually cut off a finger.
You're losing a digit.
Yeah.
I've got to have that noise. I love it.
Yeah, that's what my bedroom sounds
like. Have they studied this? Is that even healthy for you to do? But I've got to have it.
It is actually very unhealthy. The amount of ambient noise that we have in this world is not good for the human
brain. God, I love the fan.
Then why are there things like the Calm app where it's like a waterfall or
because
raining?
Because we don't know how to live without it.
Yeah, you're right.
What's wrong with a little bit of waves across the shore?
I'm not the scientist that said it was unhealthy.
I love the crashing waves. But do you know what else I'll put on? Thunderstorm. Calm app has thunderstorm, and I love the thunderstorm.
I just don't think we got a lot of rain last night in my neighborhood.
I had a buddy.
Well, the dome was working.
You know they do the Spotify Wrapped every single year. It tells you how many minutes you listen.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who was in the top 0.001% of Spotify listeners in the world at like 280,000 minutes.
What?
Because of ambient sound that he puts on his phone every single night. It's like, wow.
Well,
his
you have
most
to be careful.
Thing was
you don't want to do you don't want to do rainforest. You know,
I'm sorry?
Predatory bird sounds on the Calm app.
I would not do predatory bird sounds on the Calm app.
I don't know that there's a lot of predatory birds in the Amazon.
Speaking of, we have a special guest that you don't know about coming on in the 3 o'clock hour.
Really? Yep. Who is it? All right. Don't tell me who it is. Mm-hmm. What are they outside the door?
Well, it's not as much a who.
I was very pleased to find out that she decided to make a responsible decision and not bring the animal in.
There is a very specific reason that this person reached out to me.
Okay.
We had a member of their family that was found.
Is it? Is
and
it,
then lost. And then
is this the cat from Alaska?
It is not. Although I'm efforting that as well.
Well, that's on a ship back to Alaska.
Well, it has to be because Alaska's an island.
Thank you. Oh, you just wait till 3 o'clock. I did really try to get this person in studio, and then I will tell you later why she felt like that might not be the best idea.
So,
and I ran it by Sam, and he just goes, no.
So it's not a pee and goat.
He didn't even have to think about it. He just said, no.
Well, Dana, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
Every time you have brought an animal into this studio, it has been an absolute failure.
With one exception.
Which one?
The baby kangaroo.
Oh.
Yeah, that
you
was a good
bring
one.
In a baby kangaroo 7 days a week and twice
on
Sunday.
But then we had the goat, which literally put Niagara Falls in urine on the floor.
Yep.
For 7 straight minutes.
Then it was
such a small goat and such a big bladder.
Clearly. Then we had the singing bird. That wouldn't sing.
It wouldn't sing.
Was supposed to do the tomahawk chop, right?
That is, I think it was the tomahawk chop. Yeah.
Okay.
Every time she's had an animal into the studio, other than that one, you're right, the baby kangaroo was super cute and sweet. Every other time, it's been an absolute disaster.
I was trying to bat 1,000 today. And again, Sam said, no.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
From the text line, 8470, would someone please tell Scott that Alaska is not an island?
No, I will not tell him that.
Well, 8470, you believe whatever you want. Dan and I and Sam, we know the truth. Alaska is an island, has always been an island.
Yep.
It's the second largest island on Earth, second only to Greenland. And you believe whatever you want.
Just look at any map of the United States. It's down there by itself in the middle of the water.
I will give you a hint
in the
about
Gulf of California, right there.
Our guest in the 3 o'clock hour before we get on to our topic at hand.
Okay.
The escapee's name in my story is Sergio.
Sergio.
That is your hint. And we will speak with him at 3 o'clock.
From ABC News, a maintenance worker at a New Orleans jail where 10 inmates escaped has been arrested and accused of helping facilitate the breakout, according to authorities today. Sterling Williams, and not the one that works here, a 33-year-old maintenance worker at the Orleans Parish Justice Center, was arrested and booked into jail this morning. Williams allegedly shut off the water to a toilet to help clear the way for the inmates to escape. The prisoners, including four who are charged with second-degree murder and remain on the run, were able to get out after ripping the toilet off its hinges.
Okay, remember the first thing we said was, the first thing I said was, how do you get a toilet dismounted from that wall without all hell breaking loose and the pipes going everywhere? This is obviously how they knew from the beginning that they had to have inside help, because the water didn't go everywhere because he had shut the water off.
It also makes sense that the pipe was out of the way in that little tiny hole that we had described yesterday that had the bars going across it. What they do not address is how did they get the bars out of the way? Because again, these are metal bars bolted into the metal backing behind
feigning,
the concrete
is
wall.
Is he feigning ignorance or victimhood?
No.
Or
victimhood, yes.
Okay.
So according to Sterling Williams, the suspect who worked at the jail, I think it was a janitor if I'm not mistaken, he is claiming that one of the escapees said he was going to shank him if he didn't turn off the water system to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did that out of fear. At what point do you tell the authorities, hey, I'm being threatened, this guy says he's going to shank me, and I'm going to go get a new job instead of going to prison for the next 15 years of my life for helping 10 people, four accused murderers, escape a jail?
I don't know that I believe, per se, that
he was threatened.
He was threatened. I think maybe they all had some conversations about it. Something was probably promised to him in exchange for accidentally shutting the water off.
Nothing against our custodial engineers out there.
But at all.
Something tells me there is a solid chance that he thought he was going to be shanked by this guy.
So why would you not just quit your job?
Because he is in fear that this guy is going to track him down and shank him.
Well, now you're going to prison for the next 15 years.
Shanked on the inside. Literally and figuratively, because he's going to jail too.
He helped people escape. He's a hero now on the inside.
I don't know, Sam.
I just got a text from Sterling Williams, who works here. Yes. I am not involved, and I did not do that.
I'm going to be honest. When I saw the name, I looked at Scott during the break, and I go, Sterling?
I almost texted you guys about it as well.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the charge? Is it 11 charges?
10 counts. There were only 10.
Oh, 10,
who escaped.
That's right.
They realized that there was somebody who was not accounted for, but was there. He is facing 10 counts of principal to simple escape and one count of malfeasance in office.
See, I think that there's more than one guy involved here.
By the way, he was booked into the same jail, and then they moved him to another
hell.
One.
Hell.
Well, here's the other deal.
He's seen on surveillance talking with three of the escapees. Sources say he was also caught on surveillance video handing a phone to one of the escaped inmates.
Three other jail employees are suspended without pay as they continue to investigate.
There were other people involved here because they were supposed to be doing watches every single hour, doing the rounds, make sure everybody's in their cell and asleep. They reported that they knew that the door had been malfunctioning because we got the video from the inside of the jail where they had ripped the door open. They knew that that door had been malfunctioning. Why did they not go in and fix it?
And I'll go back to what I said the other day. Is every employee at this jail deaf? How do you not hear them ripping?
He was on a food break. The inmates escaped through a hole in the wall behind the toilet in the early hours of Friday while the lone guard watching them left to get food.
They would have had to have known that he left. How did they know?
I don't know. The guard was not arrested, by the way.
There were 36 people, regular staff members, at the jail at the time. Four supervisors. Did no one hear a thing?
It says the lone guard that was watching them left to go get food. So no.
Well, and what also doesn't make any sense to me is that, yes, we saw the video of them ripping the cell door open from the cell that they used to escape. But that, you know, answers the question of where two of the prisoners came from. There were at least four other cell doors that had to be ripped open.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does that
mean
we had five malfunctioning doors?
Yes.
How many have they caught so far?
They've caught four. There are six still on the loose.
That is a big number.
Yeah.
From the text line, I don't want to know how you know this, but prisoners don't use the word shank anymore.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's a 1990s term.
What's the current term, Sam?
Poking. Gonna get poked.
You're gonna get poked.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's a made-up reason.
Yeah, the texter goes on to say that this is a made-up reason. He was in on it. He would have never used the word shank.
What? Ooh.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. What is the... I mean, I get it with Toby Doerr. She was... And I don't get it with Toby Doerr, but you'll hear my point in a second.
You fall in love with an inmate.
She was romantically involved. She had fallen in love with him. And, you know, her heart overtook her brain. Okay, fine. What's in it? I'm not buying this. Oh, I feared for my life. I'm not buying that for a New York minute. No way. You're going to, it's not going to take long for them to figure out that you were involved and you're going to go to prison for the next 15 years, 20 years of your life because somebody threatened to shank you. Give me a break. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So Eric and Lyle Menendez were scheduled to go before the parole board on June 13th. I'm telling you, I think the state's got it out for them. Yeah. That's now been pushed back 2 months to August 21st or August 22nd. Blah, blah, blah. You know the story about Eric and Lyle Menendez, resentenced a couple of weeks ago to 50 years to life in prison, which now makes him eligible for parole. They were supposed to go before the parole board on June 13th. The thought was they would be granted parole. If not, the governor, Gavin Newsom, would basically grant them clemency. Now it is late August, August 21st or 22nd.
All right. Do you remember the story that we, I mean, nothing's funny about burglary and causing mayhem around our town, but I do remember sort of a raised eyebrow about this guy. The man who was caught on tape stealing from Betty Ray's, like famed mm-hmm. Kansas City ice cream shop, mm-hmm. has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. The prosecutor announced today that John Heckman will spend the next 7 years behind bars for the 2024 ice cream shop burglary. He pleaded guilty, I guess, on Monday. If you look up his name, this happened back October 13th, 2024. Glass door was shattered. Safe with $2,000 inside was gone. Surveillance footage revealed a, quote, much older male threw a rock at the window, walked into the business, walked out the back of the store carrying the safe with him. Everything was about $4,000 total.
Damage and yes. lost money.
He remains behind bars. Do you not remember we talked about this? Because he has to be 110 years old.
Well, he looks like he's in his 70s, yes.
Do you not remember this guy, Sam?
Yeah.
And I
remember he broke the front door window and climbed through. And then, if I remember correctly, they also have footage of him struggling to get the safe out.
Yes. He is 78 years old.
And he was given 7 years in prison.
Yes. Do you remember he goes inside? There's all this stuff is on surveillance.
I remember the story. It was a year ago. There was nobody in the ice cream shop, though, correct?
There was not.
No. He got 7 years for the burglary, by the way, 3 years for property damage, and they will run concurrently. I just remember thinking at the time.
Why does that bother you?
Because I want it to be consecutive.
Why?
Because it should be.
I think 7 years is too long.
He's 78. He'll be 85.
Now, if you.
He stole $2,000.
If you look this up. His criminal record is pages long for burglary and stealing, Scott.
Okay.
And we have had such a problem in this town.
I don't dispute that.
Crossroads, Brookside, one that led to the death of a beloved business owner. So
okay, but you can't conflate the two.
I can conflate them, and here's why. I don't think anyone thinks there were any consequences for this type of behavior. You put a 78-year-old man behind bars for 7 years or 10 years, people will start to notice.
I think that's excessive.
Would you change your mind if you knew he had done this 30 times prior?
Well, I mean, you know, his past criminal history obviously is something you have to take into account. But it's
you don't
not-
just wake up one day at age 77 and I'm going to go into that ice cream store and I'm going to show that Betty Ray.
I understand, but you also have to take into account he stole $2,000. He's 78 years old. He'll be 85 by the time he gets out of prison, presumably. I'm not opposed to you sending him to prison. I just think 7 years is a bit excessive for $2,000. When you have people who are stealing $45,000 worth of sunglasses from Sunglass Hut.
But you know what flows downhill, Scott? And I really believe that, like, if we start in this town, if we start saying, we're not playing anymore, bye-bye. Because so many of these offenders are repeat on repeat on repeat on repeat offenders. John Heckman at age 78, I'm trying to find the number of crimes he was caught and good for prior to this. And it's going to be
a long list. If this was crime number 30... Why wasn't he in prison for the rest of his life on crime number 29?
That's a great question that could be asked about very, very many criminals.
So many criminals. And I will say this with Ms. Johnson in the prosecutor's office, she ain't playing with the sideshow folks they just arrested with the burglaries, with...
I don't disagree with you.
There have been some eye-popping sentences lately.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but she is being brought in for a round of criticism on the decision not to charge... And Sam or Dana, help me with the name. Forgive me.
Sean Brady.
Sean Brady.
As an adult.
Correct.
They're charging him as a juvenile.
His alleged killer is a juvenile, and he's 17 years old.
But that was a judge's decision, not...
Was that not
hers? To do with the
no,
process.
That's
okay,
a judge.
Then I misread that story.
That is a juvenile court judge
then
who
I
makes that call.
Then I apologize to her and to the two of you. I didn't know that.
If you can't do the time...
Don't do the crime.
And he really can't do the time because he doesn't have any left. So,
I mean, at 78, 7 years, I hate to be dramatic, is almost a life sentence. I mean.
Probably. I just, you know, I'm all for getting tough on crime and, you know, people who have committed some of the most heinous, grotesque, evil crimes, if they end up going to prison for the rest of their lives, fine. But there was nobody in I can't believe I'm apologizing for
this. I know.
There was nobody in the ice cream shop. He didn't threaten anybody with their life or safety. He breaks a glass window, steals a safe with $2,000 in it. He probably never even got the safe open.
Yes, he did. He spent the money on dope and at the casino.
Yeah.
Dope's not going to buy itself.
No.
Missouri court records at the time of his arrest.
Dice don't roll themselves.
Showed that Heckman has pleaded guilty to 10 different felony cases since 1997.
Okay.
He pleaded guilty in 97 to stealing in Platt and was sentenced to 3 years there. Guilty pleas in burglaries followed in Jackson County in 2000, 2003, 2004. There was tampering with a motor vehicle. There was a 2005 case, again, stealing a motor vehicle. He was given shock incarceration in that case.
Which means a couple of days.
Burglary, property damage, and theft in 2009. Oop, also 2018. And then last year, two separate Jackson County cases.
You know,
that is not your father's grandpa.
No.
He has 11 different burglary counts and theft of more than $750.
So he's a serial burglar.
Yes.
Here's what I don't understand. Over the course of the last 2 years, apparently I've become soft on crime. You have become a birder.
I don't.
Someone who actually sees a sunrise and is now tough on crime.
At the time, Channel 9 interviewed a defense attorney that was not representing Mr. Heckman. He says, there is no doubt that Kansas City, Missouri has a crime problem. You have to weigh the property crimes against bigger, more dangerous felonies. And as a result, property crimes, people tend to get overlooked. But I do think there is some value in having the conversation that if you stop the serial burglar on the third offense and say, you're going away, you cannot play nice in society, we're putting you away.
Which, by the way, is not cheap.
Let's wipe out crimes 4 through 11 and then see if that has some trickle-down effect on all of the crime that we have here.
But back to my original point, if this is the 10th or 11th felony burglary count that he's faced in the last 26 years on rough math, why wasn't he put away on felony nine?
Because, quote, it's just a property crime. And that's what that defense attorney is saying. Like, at some point, we have to say enough's enough. And for Mr. Heckman, at age 78, yeah, enough's enough.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can find that at kmbz.com. From the text line, Scott consistently employs the Bonnie Gooch curve when he decides how much time a criminal should serve in prison.
Bonnie Gooch!
Oh, Bonnie Gooch.
How did we forget about old Bonnie Gooch?
Well, and don't forget, even though when Bonnie Gooch robbed the last time, she was 86 or whatever, she was a three-time bank robber in her many, many
National
years on this planet.
National treasure is what she was.
Did she pass?
I kind of feel like I remember thinking, you know, let's be honest, Bonnie Gooch...
Greatest name ever.
Did not lead... you know, did not lead probably the cleanest life.
She did not appear for court one morning.
That's right.
And they went and let's just say that they observed flies in the room through a window.
That's right. That's right. What did anyone ever figure out why? I mean,
she needed the money.
It's a very slow speed chase.
I'm telling you, you guys, God rest her soul, but she looked exactly like the mom in Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah. Lee Summit Bank robbery. When was that? Back in 2023.
Well, that was one of many, Scott. I would have to go through the court files to.
That was the third one that she had been caught doing.
Correct.
Who knows how many others there were.
But if you never saw a picture of her, and I just said to you there was a bank robber, and her name was Bonnie Gooch.
She looks
whatever picture you formed in your head. That is exactly what she looks like. What was the name of the bank robber, Scott? Bonnie Gooch. Bonnie Gooch.
They pulled her over, and the cash was sitting on the passenger side floor.
That's right.
Didn't even try to hide it.
They did let her out on home confinement or whatever, you know.
Long enough to go home and die.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been in the front seat for that trial. I'm going to be honest. Bonnie, talk to me. Where did your life, 78 years old,
robbed the bank and leased something?
Did your life take such a turn?
Go so wrong.
That at 78 years old, you're thinking, yep, I'm going to pop in on Pleasant Hill Bank and pay them a visit.
Let's go to Dakota in Kansas City. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, guys. Hi. So with this, I'm kind of wondering, as a correction major, if he was already on diversion or probation, something like that, and he got caught burglaring another place, right. He would be adding whatever sentence was deferred from previous crimes onto this. So that might be adding to that 7 years, but then also as the judge with felony convictions, you have what's called truth in sentencing. You have to serve 80% of your sentence before you can be released. Right. So even if you're serving like a 3-year sentence, you might get out in 2.5 years, and that's not even including good time that you get.
Right.
So if the judge only sentences them to a couple of years, he could get out in like 9 months. So you got to make it actually matter and mean something.
If your criminal history is thicker than the old white business pages,
well,
he should have been put away after number 3 or 4. Can we go back to Bonnie Gooch for a minute? Because,
sure.
You know, every once in a while, the audience deserves a little walk down memory lane. And God knows this is one of those cases. Do you know when they let her out, they told her she was not allowed to have any alcohol.
Okay. No drugs.
She could not enter any financial institution for any reason.
How's she going to pay the mortgage?
Nor was she allowed to come within 500 feet of any Goppert bank location, the one she robbed.
Other banks, you're fine.
Yeah. No, she's not allowed to enter any financial institution, and you can't even come within 500 feet
of Goppert
of this, the bank that you robbed, okay? Court documents show that the note she passed to the teller said, I'm robbing you. I need $13,000 in small bills. Do you remember that bizarrely specific amount?
Why did she need $13,000?
She also wrote, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
She
then leaves on Highway 7 in a Buick Enclave.
I thought it was a Cadillac. Of course it was a Buick.
Officers, do you remember this? When officers got up to the car, they thought it was a mistake. They're like, there's no way this crazy lady just robbed a bank.
Until, well, didn't they pull her over for driving too slowly or something?
Yes.
She wasn't even pulled over for the bank robbery.
She did smell of alcohol, and yes, there was $13,000 in cash on the floorboard.
Good times.
She had at least 2 other bank robbery convictions, one in California back in the 70s and one in 2020 in Lee Summit.
Okay. Her name was Bonnie Gooch.
End of story.
Let her go.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm not being serious.
We've got some much younger suspects who were
charged. 78-year-old woman without teeth drove up in a Buick Enclave and told you she needed $13,000. I know as a bank teller, you're told you just you never know. You give in to whatever they want. It's not worth your life. What percentage of people would just laugh and think they were being punked?
90%.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say, I feel like
maybe you need social services.
So Mrs. Gooch comes up to the counter and hands you a note that says she needs $13,000. Sorry to scare you, blah, blah, blah. Why wouldn't you go into the back, say, okay, I don't have $13,000 here in the drawer.
Yep. I'm just going to go.
I'm going to go into the back.
Yep.
And I'm going to go get your $13,000. You wait right here. I'll be right back. Why wouldn't you do that? Go into the back and let all of your coworkers know there's some
old 78. Bonnie's back.
Old Bonnie Gooch is out front. We're gonna close the doors back here. Call 911. The police will be here. I mean, it was Lee's Summit. How long does it take for the police to get to the bank?
Give her a dum-dum. She'll be fine.
She's 78. They could have pulled her over on foot in a Buick Enclave.
Yeah. So why would you even give her $13,000? What, Bonnie? Hi, it's good to see you. I need to run to the back.
Yep.
I'm going to get you that $13,000. I'm going to put it in a big sack. Then I'll be right back out. And then you just close the door and call 911.
Now, maybe they thought she was a front. Maybe somebody much younger and able-bodied was outside with a weapon.
Let the police deal with that.
Yes, and one of the things I would wonder, Sam, all kidding aside, is did somebody put her up to this?
Right.
Like, has she been, and we know that as a serial bank robber, that was not the case, but no. You would wonder, has somebody put them up to this? This is why they search elderly people in wheelchairs at the airport, not because
they think they're a serial bomber.
They think they're the most vulnerable to be taken advantage of.
Listen, old lady.
Yeah, take my bag.
Take my bag or I'm going to kill your grandkids. Yep. Okay, give me the bag.
Well, and while she was a three-time bank robber, I do believe that there was about a 30-year gap between
that we know of,
number
Sam,
two and number three.
That we know of.
Or that she was caught for.
With a name like Bonnie Gooch, you think she was only good for three? Give me a break.
I don't know.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in just a moment. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.